Giants on tape, or are you seeing an 0-2 team, or are you seeing a team that is maybe just a few plays away from being better than the
I see a very good team. I see a big team. I see a well-coached team. I see a team that presents a lot of challenges defensively, along the defensive line, JPP, Hankins, Kiwanuka. I see a team that's very long and athletic and a play-hard team. You know, DRC at corner, that's a big challenge. Intro roll. You know, we're pretty familiar with a lot of these guys, you know, especially us from New England. Offensively, you know, I think that they're a team with a lot of good players, a lot of talent, explosive talent. Cruz, obviously a two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback, and Eli, they got a good football team, special teams, same thing. So we again have a big, big challenge on our hands, especially on the road. Right.
I mean, 2-0 team versus an 0-2 team versus a 6-0 or 0-6. Can you talk about the parity?
Sure. Yeah, it's a very – every week, like I said, is a challenge because every week is a different matchup. So that adds to the parity of the league. You know, basically Houston versus Oakland is a whole lot different than Houston versus New York. You know, it's just a very, very different matchup. And it's the same thing for New York. You know, New York versus Arizona is a lot different than New York versus Houston. And so based on the different schemes and the talent and the great coaching on both sides of the ball, on both sidelines, it just every week is a big, big challenge. And most of these games are close. They come down to who makes the least amount of mistakes, who plays the best in situations, who plays the best in the fourth quarter, because most of these games are very, very close. I felt like it was an upgrade in the pass rush, and I think hopefully you'll see a little bit of an addition on special teams. So we'll see how it plays out, though. We'll see how it plays out.
Were you guys kind of keeping in touch with
them? Yeah, we brought him back in for a workout the other day, yesterday, I guess, and it looked okay, so we decided to make that move. Yeah, we definitely there's a lot of players that fall under that category. Arian's definitely one of them that, we'll watch him on a day-to-day basis and see how things are going because, like you said, when you carry the ball in this league that many times or for even, like, for instance, Andre Johnson, you know, when you run that many routes, you know, he took a couple good hits on Sunday. You know, we're going to watch him in practice. Jonathan Joseph, you know. Here's a guy I think in the Washington Redskins game had 11 or 12 tackles. You know, we've got to watch him. The most important thing is to try the best you can to have the healthiest team possible on Sundays. So there's a lot of guys that fall into that category of, hey, let's get him some good quality reps, but not in there every single play in practice. When I checked with Dr. Swearinger, he told me the same thing. So, you know, it's day-to-day. You know, just like a lot of these guys that are banged up, this time of the year, it's everybody's kind of in the same boat, you know, bumps and bruises. You know, this is kind of hurting me, wrist, elbow, ankle, back, neck. You know, I just think it's day-to-day with a lot of these guys.